Energy is evolving. New technology and the shift towards low carbon are changing the way businesses can function. To help make sense of this changing energy landscape, some of those at the heart of the conversation speak to the Future of Business Energy podcast from Npower Business Solutions Energy HQ. I'm Juliana Needham. In this series, you'll hear the latest views, ideas, and insights from leading experts and influencers. In this episode, we examine the role of energy specialists of the future and how to address the skills gap. Concern about the skills in the UK energy market is nothing new, but the issue has become strategically critical with overheads and investment at risk. We discuss the challenges presented by the UK's skills deficit and explore possible solutions to bridge the gap. We review the latest initiatives, celebrate best practice, and learn about hard-hitting strategies to tackle the skills deficit once and for all. As the industry continues to undergo rapid change, developing skills that are already within the industry to meet future demand is key. I spoke to Dave Horton, an in-house energy expert for Npower Business Solutions Energy HQ, and to Frank Gordon, who's head of policy at the Renewable Energy Association. So thank you both for being here. To begin with, can we look at how the role of the energy manager is going to change in the coming years, Dave?
So energy managers today, very many of them are accountants, finance people, facilities managers. They're not specialised. They've not trained or deliberately gone into the energy management sphere. The price of energy, though, for every business in the UK is becoming such a burden that they need to change. They need to become professional energy managers.
Frank, how much more important will renewables become in the role of future energy managers?
Well, now that we've got the net zero carbon target legislated for in the UK government, this is a key issue. So by 2050, essentially, we need to have a very largely decarbonised energy sector, which means much more renewables and much more associated flexible technologies. So energy managers and associated professionals will have to really get to grips with these technologies.
So, Dave, what do you see as the essential skills, education or qualifications needed to become an energy manager?
So to become an energy specialist of the future, data is the core. Understanding the data, understanding how to manipulate that data and use it. On top of that, adaptability, because things change, they change quickly, but also networking. You need to be able to talk with the most senior manager in your business and the cleaner and the security guard to understand your energy and how you use it.
What is the biggest skill that's missing in energy management at the moment?
I think to a degree it's strategic thinking. Many energy managers or individuals today looking at energy or whether other utilities within their business are looking at the bill. They're looking at how they can decrease the amount of energy they use, thereby decreasing the amount of cost. But strategically, it's not just about reducing energy usage. You can reduce your bills by procuring differently. You need to understand where your business is going. You need to understand where your industry is going. You need to understand where technology is going. So you need that high level strategic view of your business, the energy market, renewables market, technology, etc., and bring it all together for your business.
And Frank, what do you think is the most valuable energy management skill? I'm guessing it might be to do with renewables.
Well, of course, I'm not going to say managing oil, but obviously as an energy manager, you need to have a wide range of skills. It's an incredibly important role. And obviously there's the traditional technologies alongside the more emerging technologies such as renewables, which we think will play a massively important role in the future. They already provide about 30% of our country's electricity, and that's only going to increase. So you can really save money and get to the bottom of some of your data by using some renewables in combination of new flexible technologies like energy storage and new IT, which will equip energy managers of the future with some great tools to be able to build on and improve their roles.
If I add in there as well, the energy networks of the future are not going to be large centralised generation. It is going to be local, whether it be CHP, whether it be wind, whether it be PV farms, etc. So the energy manager needs to understand in their business how they can utilise that renewable technology, as you say, to reduce your costs and use energy at the right time.
And is there a role for businesses and energy managers within those businesses to play in supporting the growth of renewables? And what are the potential benefits to businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, businesses can both save money and understand their energy use much more closely by using renewables, like say, in combination of new technologies and new IT programs. There's real opportunities in terms of reducing your grid connection costs, grid usage costs, matching up your on-site demand of your on-site supply. So you're really becoming more self-sufficient in a way, which is really good for the long term of the business, one could argue. I think the energy manager has a key role in playing that and communicating that to the broader business and their investment committees and so forth. And it's really clear that there are key benefits from renewable technologies, such as on-site solar. It's just a matter of finding the way of incorporating them into your business.
So, we've got customers where we've helped install renewable energy production. For instance, we've got one large customer. We put in a large wind turbine, 2.5 megawatt turbine. They spend a third of their time not using the national grid. They use a third of their time where they're actually exporting from that turbine to the grid. So not only just reducing their costs, they're creating revenue for the business. And I think, again, this is where energy management and energy managers need to think about is it is not just now a bill. It is not a cost. There is potential to make money for the business in areas which they've never thought about it before.
So looking at education, do you think the education currently on offer equips would-be energy managers with the right skill set for industry?
I think, depending on what you're looking at, we could discuss university courses around sustainability and that sort of thing, but it is not very specific to an energy manager. It covers sustainability, global awareness, etc., etc. But the actual detail of doing the job, I'm not aware, and somebody please correct me if I'm wrong, of an energy management degree.
So what kind of courses are on offer?
There are degrees around sustainability, around different types of technology, etc. But it is not specifically about energy management and energy managers and what they do on a day-to-day basis. Something that I hope will change in the very near future. But then there are other courses available, whether they be through the Energy Managers Association, the Energy Institute, NPower. I've actually written a set of qualifications called the Energy Managers Qualifications, and they are directly related to a junior energy management apprenticeship, which is also available. If a company pays into the apprenticeship levy, they're able to upskill their current staff using that apprenticeship.
And Frank, looking just at energy management training at the moment, is there enough focus on renewables?
We'd say that there needs to be more. In our view, some years ago, Summit Skills estimated that there needed to be 800,000 more training opportunities to equip the nation with the low carbon skills that we need for the energy transition. That's a few years ago, but we see the need for much more training opportunities.
And looking more broadly at the energy sector, should there be more focus on renewables? I'm guessing the answer might be yes.
Well, I wouldn't say no to that. Seriously, now that we do have these long-term targets in place, obviously we need to get there. We need to have the skills in the industry to do that. There's 127,000 people who work across the renewable energy industry in the UK at the moment. That's only going to grow, we hope, though it's dependent on a number of factors. Clearly, we're going to see the transition from more fossil fuel jobs into the clean tech, low carbon arena. So those people are going to need reskilling, upskilling and a different skill set.
So looking specifically at energy management, can the skills gap be addressed? Is there a need for better on-the-job training or should it be provided by universities or both?
It's a combination of everybody. We need university, we need degree courses around energy management, but we also need training in schools for school children to understand energy, how it works, where it comes from. Then we also need A-levels, we need training courses for upskilling, as mentioned earlier, people from the basic facilities manager position to understanding and managing energy properly, understanding where renewable technology, for instance, could be integrated into your place of work. You know, do I have the right roof for PV? Do I have an area where I can put a wind farm? And that's not necessarily the big 80-meter turbines, but, small vertical turbines and things like that as well.
And Frank, any thoughts on where the renewables element of the training should come from?
Well, a survey by last year by the Global Energy Talent Index found that about 60% of employers in the sector, renewable sector, thought that they could overcome the skills gap with additional training and development, 45% with graduates and apprenticeships. So that's what the sector has said, they believe.
For companies wanting to upskill existing staff to take on an energy manager's role, what are the options?
So I think they're very limited at the moment, as you say, on the job training. But if you don't have that basic understanding of what you need, how can you do that? There are courses, Npower, we have created a series of energy management courses. As I've mentioned, there's the Junior Energy Managers Apprenticeship, which is based on those courses. The Energy Institute and the EMA, Energy Managers Association, do some courses. You know, there's various things at various levels that are available, but it's finding those budgets, and it's not something that you can easily just type in energy manager course. You need to do a little bit of research and actually see what those courses are and the content and how they relate to you as a business.
And do you think as the energy sector becomes more important, that is going to change?
It has to change. It has to change. We know today that in 5 years' time, if you use exactly the same amount as electricity as you were using today, and the price of the commodity, the actual energy, stays the same, your bill is going to increase by 50%. Standing still is not an option any longer, which it's been for many, many years. So for me, people need to look at either bring in that external resource and bring in an energy manager that's trained, or you need to train your own people. Your own people are the best option long term because they know your business, they understand how it works, what it does. Whereas an external energy manager will come in and do the general stuff.
So looking at skills gaps, is there a particular skills gap and understanding of renewable technologies?
Well, the industry body Summit Skills has estimated that there's a need for about 800,000 more training opportunities across the renewable energy space to get to where we need to in terms of decarbonisation of the energy sector. So clearly there is a need. The particular issue at the moment is around combining renewable energies with other technologies such as electric vehicle charging, battery storage, other forms of energy storage, and the IT systems which will run all those systems. So there's clearly an emerging skills gap and something needs to be done to address that.
And Dave, with the energy management roles, if the skills gap isn't addressed, what problems will it create for companies in the future?
They're just going to see their bills increase. And increase, where energy will become one of their main, if not their top, expense, their outgoing. That affects directly their competitiveness to other businesses or their competitors. So I can give you an example of one of our customers in the steel industry, that the cost of energy is related directly to the cost per tonne of the product coming off the end of the production line.
What can the energy management industry do to attract a decent calibre of candidate, and how can the role be made more exciting?
So basically we need to let people know what energy managers do. We need to explain it's not just about electricity bills and paying invoices, that it is about networking, it is about talking from the board level of your business right the way down to, you know, your facilities management, your security guards. It is such a vast area that people will be able to find things that excite them, that interest them.
But do you think there's a bit of an image problem with it?
Yeah, you know, energy management is, this is a bill that comes in once a month or once a quarter and I pay it. And that's not energy management, that's finance.
But that's the perception of it.
I think so, personally, yeah.
And Frank, do you think that renewables has a better image? Is it attractive to a good calibre of candidates? Do you think the evolution of clean technologies makes that area of the energy space more exciting?
Well, I mean, clearly, as we've been discussing, the energy manager role will clearly transition into being much more involved with renewables. So ultimately, the two will kind of mesh. But really, there was a survey recently which showed that 18 to 24-year-olds, over two-thirds of those, would like a job in the green sector. And clearly, it's a very exciting time as we reach the cusp of the fourth energy revolution, as it's called, with the huge pace of change going on and the opportunity to help decarbonise the energy sector and reduce the UK's contribution to climate change, which is a big motivation for a lot of young people especially.
Frank, can you talk us through some of the key roles in the emerging energy space, particularly any new roles?
Well, every year we publish Review, which is an annual publication about the jobs and investment into the renewable space. And this has a listing of every type of job in this, each sector, actually, down by each technology. So I'd recommend anyone listening to this podcast to go online to the REA website and download the RE View for a complete listing of various renewable jobs. That said, there are opportunities to adjust existing jobs into the renewable space, and there are obviously new jobs emerging all the time, especially around the clean tech, the smart tech, as it's sometimes known, space around energy storage and connected systems, EV charging, and combining them all up into coherent energy packages. And that will be key to future growth.
Staying with that, can you talk us through some of the factors that impact overall job levels in the energy sector, such as renewables?
Sure. Well, in the renewable space, in the recent past, it's mostly been down to government policy. And this has been very, we've had a sawtooth effect almost of up and down in terms of jobs levels, partly because of chops and changes of government policy, which, it must be said, hasn't been helpful. Alongside that, obviously, we've got the technology costs, the skills issues. But really, in the recent years, it's been down to policy has driven a lot of it.
Well, we're getting to a point, and I think I mentioned earlier on about demand-side response products and the national grid, where renewables and the renewables technology is now a way for businesses to create new revenue, a steady income from national grid, reduction of their own costs. So, you know, the renewables part of the industry is growing on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I'd say it's really, really vital for any energy manager or people in the energy industry to stay up to date with the latest regulations, because it does change at a really fast pace. And you've got things such as grid charges under review at the moment from Ofgem, and this could have a massive impact actually for your on-site energy use and the cost of your on-site energy on a varying degree. So it's really, really important to keep up to speed with these issues.
Okay, short sales pitch. Someone listening to this, why would they want to work in the renewables sector?
Well, as I said, you're working on the cusp of the fourth energy revolution. You're helping the UK reduce its impact on climate change. You're, as has been mentioned already, really getting to join up the dots between all these different energy sides. So you could work across heat, transport, power, and new flexibility services, which is really exciting. It'll equip you the experience and the skills you need for the future.
And Dave, why should someone become an energy manager?
Because it's, as Frank's mentioned, you know, the future is around reducing carbon. It's around reducing costs. It's around ensuring your business is as efficient as possible. And it involves so many different areas. The various reports, whether it be through the renewables industry or whether it's the energy management side of things, show that we're 60 to 70% undermanned when it comes to qualified or expert energy management. So a graduate coming out, doesn't matter what their degree in, whether it's in mathematics, whether it's in geography, whatever it is, sustainability, there is a role there within energy management that they would find interesting.
Great. Dave and Frank, thank you both.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Dave Horton and Frank Borden speaking to me, Juliana Needham, for the Future of Business Energy podcast from Npower Business Solutions Energy HQ. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, Google Play or Audioboom. Join in the conversation on social media using the hashtag FutureBusinessEnergy.